Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Recently, the one thing I want to try is piss play. I really, I'm not just like piss on me in the bathroom, but like, you know.
Girl, you want a golden shower.
I
want
to sit. You want to sit?
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Pound.
32.
Me dropping it to 35 and you're asking for £3 off. I was like,
you're
I'm sorry.
You're having a laugh, mate.
She bought it anyway.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to bully them back.
Yeah. No, you actually do. Bullying back is important.
Yeah. How are you trying to...
Okay. You might just each one of you tap in your mic. Let's just make sure.
Is it me you're looking for? Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare, your favourite sex positive podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
It's your girl, Ray Rogers.
And it's Marion Friend.
And we have a very special guest with us today. Woo! Guys, why not find the beam made? House of Chocolate, aka Lima. Woo! Now, for those who don't know, she was just saying that she feels special. But for those who don't know, Lima actually has a podcast of her own called Spit or Swallow. And we are going to be getting into the nitty gritty of it. She is spending some time in London, right? How long are you? Have you been here for?
I've been here for about 11 days, 12 days.
Yeah, oh, wow. Nice.
Do you like it?
It's great, it's great. I've had a great time. I've just been going out every single day.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, it
is. Ooh, wow. Nice.
Welcome.
Thank you. Is it everything you expected it to be?
50-50. Yeah. But I mean, to be honest, it just feels like Lagos because I know so many people here. I have lots of friends, lots of family. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I just don't even have enough time to see everyone. But it's been
okay,
good.
Okay, yeah. That's really, really cool. Yeah. Okay, and you're from Lagos, right?
Yes.
Do you live there? Like, have you lived there all your life?
I shuffle between Abuja and Lagos.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Now, we always start the show with one of our favorite questions. But before we get into it, I want to ask you a string of questions. Like, it's just a quick game that we're going to play. Just okay. So we know what your preference is sexually.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into talking about, you know, how long you've been running Spit or Swallow, how you got into it, and how you are here to basically help, you know, close the orgasm gap, because that's what your podcast is all about as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions and I want you to tell me what you prefer, okay? Doggy or missionary?
Ooh, missionary if I love you. and doggy if, you know, you the dick is really up. Fat.
Yeah.
You just hit it and quit.
Yeah, exactly.
The dick has to be fat,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it has to have, like, because the length I'm not
gonna,
and the girth.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm not going to turn around and be thinking, is that it? Like,
yeah.
Where's the rest?
Be thinking, are you in yet?
Where's the rest?
Have you ever had that? Where it's like, you're not sure. You thought that the person wasn't in and they were actually in.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
It's a mad.
Oh, no. I cannot relate.
I cannot relate.
Do you know what? I did have sex once with a guy who wasn't that huge. Like, he was very medium, but he was good. Mm. Like, to the point that he would have me on my stomach. And there was just so much that was going on. I don't know if it was the use of hands, dick. Maybe because I was just really attracted to him. They could put his foot inside my pussy and I'd be fine.
But you know what happens sometimes when you're too wet and you can't feel anything because there's just no grip.
Slipping out.
It's just slipping out.
It's just slipping out sometimes. Ooh, so lube is good, but you don't want to overdo it. True. I think that's what it is. Okay, right. So foot, your foot in his mouth during penetration, or eat you out as he is using a toy. Also, if that makes sense. So your foot in his mouth during penetration, or would you prefer if he was eating you out as you were using a toy? Which one?
In his mouth.
Good choice.
It is a good choice. I was watching one of my sex tapes the other day. Oh, God. It inspired the question. I'll be honest with you.
And why did you bite your nail like that?
She's reminiscing. She's like,
I was just like, ooh.
That was good.
It was weird. And I've got some big feet as well.
Okay, how big is his mouth?
His mouth is big. He put the whole thing in. I said, this nigga loves me. Anyway, quickie or passionate and rough?
Well, that's a tough one.
So quickie, passionate and rough.
Passionate and rough, though. Yeah. That's like my instant preference. I mean, yeah. Like,
ladies, you know, what about you?
Passionate and rough.
Passionate and rough.
I know you are passionate and rough.
Yeah. Passionate and rough.
Into my eyes.
Ray, someone quoted one of your tweets the other day. They said that, oh my God, there was a girl. They basically, it was a picture of a mirror. Mm-hmm. And then they said, this is the picture that I imagined one of the hosts on Laid Bare were talking about. You know how we spoke about how they told her to spit on the mirror and lick it off. Yeah. And she did it. They were like, this is the mirror I envisioned. And I said, that episode was so many.
That was
months ago, like maybe a year ago even, but it made me laugh that they remembered that. Okay, and what other questions do I have? Let me get back into my phone. Okay, so longer foreplay or deep penetration?
Deep penetration.
Wait. Yeah? Yeah.
Are you a penetration babe then?
Size queen, penetration queen.
Oh. What about you guys? What are you guys?
Oh, penetration. Oh, penetration.
Penetration.
Oh, was like, oh. Do you know, I mean, I love longer foreplay, you know. So
I'm a size queen, but I love long foreplay.
I love long foreplay.
Yeah. Fondling for 40
minutes. I just want you to fondle me. I want you to try and put your finger.
Yes, yeah. So for me, if it's kissing and fingering, sure, but if it's like head, like after 5 minutes, like, nigga.
Yeah, get out of there. Even though sometimes, you know what, sometimes I'm just like... In the past, I've always felt like head for me was overrated because a lot of guys didn't know what they were doing. It was just more of the idea of them being down there that did it for me. But after like a couple of minutes, I'm like, okay, eat pussy, get back up.
Yeah.
You know, I know that you do it. Like, you've passed the test. But after that, I'm not really interested.
Yeah, and I don't like head without fingers, to be honest. After a while, it gets really boring. It
does, you like the finger-tongue combo?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, and my last question for you. Spit or swallow?
I always say it depends on who. Sometimes spit.
Yeah.
A lot of times swallow. If it tastes like battery acid, spit.
But,
but if it tastes good,
it be happening.
If it tastes good, swallow. Definitely.
You know, I've never spat in my life, but I can tell you that I've tasted some dirty.
And you still swallow. And you still swallow it.
I'm a fucking
I've never.
I need to commit to the scene. Okay, I will swallow that shit even if it tastes like lemon juice.
Nah, I'm just like your diet, nigga.
Do you know what? It depends on if I love you or not. Like, if I love you, I'll do what I've got to do and close my eyes.
No, if I love you, that's when I'll even be like, nigga, what do you have for breakfast? Like, no,
I'm done.
Really?
No, it's a no.
I feel like in the moment of passion, like, I just want to add to the fantasy and make you believe.
That's me.
Because that's the thing. When you're in a fantasy or you're having sex, you're playing. So I need to play along and pretend this tastes like Skittles when it tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll talk about it afterwards.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
I don't even like cum in my mouth.
I love cum.
The texture. I'm just like, ooh, okay. When we're done, I'm like, ooh, bye.
Oh my goodness. Funny. Okay. Now, my favorite question that we always ask every episode, you guys know what it is already, and I want to know what your answer is. Use the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. I want to know, everyone, when did you get laid last? I'm going to start off with Nikki. Because Nikki's looking kind of...
crying.
That's the look of deception. I've not been laid. Guys, I'm still healing.
Oh!
Heal under someone.
She said heal under somebody.
I agree.
I'm still healing, guys. I haven't even thought about dick.
Really?
Until I saw the old dick pics on my phone.
That's good, though.
I need to see that. I can't lie.
I'm sorry, guys. Did I say that Ray is a deviant? I just want to repeat that in case anyone missed it the first time.
No, anyway. It's called We All Have Sexual Tension. That's what it is. Mostly me towards you guys.
Yes.
Editing all of this out. Okay. Lima, when did you get laid last?
About a week ago. Hey!
I still can't not hear a week ago.
That song,
A week ago. Okay, so tell us, who was it with? How was it?
Whoa. Okay. it was really good. You know, just a little holiday romance. Very spontaneous.
So you met them here for the first time?
No. I've
talking before.
Yeah, exactly. I've known him for a while. It was very random because I posted like when I was on the airport at like on Snapchat, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, you must be going somewhere. You're nice and stuff." But don't listen to this episode anyway. And so we just got talking. It's like, "Oh yeah, do you want to, you know, do dinner and this that?" And yeah, it was just, I guess it was just really nice and just romantic and vibes, and one thing led to another, and it was really great. It was
yes, and your panties were on the floor.
They were on the floor.
Dick was in your mouth.
Not in my mouth. No. I'm very stingy with my mouth. It's like, oh, you're like, oh, I don't know where your dick has been. You know, wrap it up. It's like, yeah, spontaneous. I'm saying, okay, like, so you use 5 years. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good, good, good. Good.
Like, yeah, a long ass time.
Yeah.
But it was great. Wonderful view from his apartment. Ooh, everything. Lovely. Nice music playing, you know, lots of drinks. So, yeah, so it was fantastic.
Was it up against the window?
No. It was just, and then the foreplay was so long. Nice. There was so much kissing. Good. Yes. Yes. So, yeah, I had a great time.
Are you going to see him again before you go?
I don't know, you know.
When do you leave him?
Next week. Yeah. Okay. But I have no idea. Sometimes just don't ruin it, you know.
Yeah. Just like, of course. Like, enjoy. It's true. It. Yeah, just so enjoy. Miss Ray, Miss Blue Therapy.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yeah, we even did a debrief about that.
Miss Blue Therapy. We have to imitate the line. We have to imitate the line. Look at her, she's getting up to show her bum. Are you the first one with bum?
Are you the first one with bum? That's why you want to stand up in the argument.
And then she was like, "Are you rude? Are you rude? Are you
rude?" The security's like, "Right, stand up, sit down."
But why did they send me like that, a gif of like, "Are you rude? You're a bad bitch."
I saw it.
Oh yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Oh no, you
need to
send it
to me. I'm gonna post it. I need to post it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was on Twitter, please. And they hashtagged, "Are you rude?"
Yeah, they hashtagged it. Yeah, no, I haven't been laid, guys.
So when was the last time you got laid?
The last time I ever told you guys I got laid.
Really? Yeah. Have you had anything close?
I've been wanking, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How's the wanking going?
It's actually really good. Like, remember when I told you guys I was in a bit of a funk?
Yeah.
I was like mentally.
Oh yeah, that you weren't. Yeah, kinda, yeah.
I wasn't even wanking. I was literally looking at my like profile and I was just like, what is going on with me? But lately, I feel like I'm slowly getting my mojo back.
Yeah.
So maybe I might get laid in, you know, soon. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
I really hope I do. I need to be slutty.
We do need to get you slutted out, honestly. And we need to go to a sex party with Mary.
I was actually going to say, I'm hosting like a sex party social at the end of the month. So like,
oh, we're going. Guys, we're going.
Sex party social.
Obviously, people aren't fucking at the social. It's a social, but it's like,
we come in lingerie.
Sexy people.
Okay.
It's a Halloween theme, innit? So.
Okay.
Sexy Halloween.
Sexy sexy something.
Okay.
But it'd be a good opportunity, like, especially.
Can we agree that Halloween is a time to just dress slutty? Because it's my time to dress. Even if everyone else doesn't agree, like listeners, even if you don't, I just feel like it's my time to be slutty. Like, I look for any excuse. Like, the first time I really celebrated Halloween, what was the first thing I dressed up as? A Playboy bunny.
Really?
I love it.
My first dress up Halloween, I dressed as Mary.
Mary yourself?
Mary had a little lamb.
Like, oh, I could never do that today.
Nanny.
I've done that.
Nun.
Oh,
Virgin I was calling Mary. Myself.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? Virgin Mary, but do you get what I mean? Yeah.
I did that. I dressed up as a nun once. But then I look back and I'm just like, that is bad.
Yeah, honestly, God forgive me for that one.
I could never do that.
God actually,
I remember my friend was clutching her pearls like, I can't believe you did that. And I was just like, what? It's fun. Like, I could never do that today. I think like my ass would get torn up. Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Lord.
You see my heart, it's not like that.
I'm sorry, Lord.
Screaming. It's real,
though. Mary, what about you? When did you get laid last? When did your back get?
I'm sure you'll be happy to know I haven't been laid.
Oh, wait.
No shagging. We're not happy.
I mean, last time I shagged was my girl's birthday, which was like middle of September.
Yeah.
Wow. We haven't been fucking because she has really long periods. I just started my period. We haven't really been seeing each other. Also, I haven't really been like horny. And it's interesting because it's like you assume that when you have someone that you can constantly have sex with, that you always want to have sex. Yeah. But no, I think like life is really like clouding my libido.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It happens.
I haven't really been horny, but I'm going to fuck on my birthday. Best believe that.
I feel like it's Mercury Luke's aid.
Luke said what?
Mercury Luke.
Retrograde.
But I think it's
all good. Because I've always making fun of it.
Yeah, I think it just it just wrapped up. Yeah.
Okay. I know nothing about that anyway. But can I say something though? Mm. There was this woman on TikTok. She reached out to me and said, "Oh, she'd love to give me a reading." I'm thinking,
"Oh, nice.
Not my type of thing." I believe this is voodoo, witchy.
For the people who don't know, what's that?
A reading. That's like when people do
tarot cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really my type of thing. I remember the last time I asked my mum, you know, what time was I born? She said, "For who? Who wants to know?"
I'm done.
Oh my god, she caught me.
She said, "In the name of Jesus."
Yeah. She told me. She told me eventually. Unless she's lying, knowing her, she'll probably lie to me. But so remember, she's approached me on TikTok DM asking me, telling me she wants me to give her a reading. She goes, "Oh, what's your full name?" I'm a bit reluctant, so I waited I waited a day or two, and I came back and I told her my full name. Then she tells me, "Oh, that's a beautiful name. I accept donations for my reading.
Stupid bastard.
How much would you like to donate?" I said, "If you don't get blocked,
block.
How are you going to message me? For I didn't meet you. You met me.
Yeah.
And then tell me I should donate. If I donate one peanut, I'm a bad person.
Right.
But I was just like, nobody sent you and nobody sent me.
They messaged me on Instagram and I blocked them.
No, see, those ones I block here because they scare me.
Yeah.
Because you go on their page and it's like,
it's just like all these crystals and cards and me, I'm a Christian.
Candles and... I don't really reject like spiritual stuff that comes from like other parts of the world, because I understand that our religion has been colonized and everything. But still, I was just like, bro, what is she going to do with my name?
I get curious, so I like to see. I mean, if you say you want to give me a reading, like, sure. You know?
Yeah,
and in recent times, I've started to understand like how tarot readings work and like, cards and stuff like that. So there was a time when I would feel religious guilt dabbing into anything that wasn't like, you know, because that is real. Yeah, but now, you know, it's like I'll check it out.
Yeah,
but my line is still like,
yeah, it's true. There's a boundary.
So that's the thing.
You're not gonna get a Ouija board.
Yeah, exactly. So once it starts feeling a little too spiritual or invoking, you know, I'll wish on a full moon.
Yeah,
and all the cute stuff.
Yeah,
but when it starts getting to burning candles,
no.
One
of the things she asked me, she said she could do romance, life, work, talking to an old in the someone who's dead or deceased.
Oh, no.
I don't know anybody.
We don't want to cross into another realm.
I don't want to cross into that realm because it is a very scary realm.
No, thank you.
Anyway,
the kind of reading I want though. Like,
you want to talk to dead people?
A medium.
You want a medium?
Yeah.
To
talk to someone.
Yeah, I would love, yeah.
So they can start telling you rubbish.
Well, yeah, if you have someone. Do you even know anyone?
She passed away.
She said, "I want to talk to Princess Diana."
My parents are gone.
No offense, let it go.
Yeah. No, but to be honest, it's like.
Old. If you said someone,
they don't understand
immediate.
TikTok. What do you want to ask them?
What do you want to ask them? They'll tell me. Is this what you're disturbing
you
me
know,
for?
Let me let you know they're proud of you and they love you. That's okay.
She said, "Let it go."
I've been through like a lot of hardship in life, but for some reason, I've always felt a sense of like protection.
Yeah.
So I've always been curious as to what is really like has kept me.
Your grandparents' prayers, probably. Yeah. Legit,
and the thing is, and if you find it funny, they'll probably just tap into that and tell you, they're looking out for you.
Yeah, exactly. We'll tell you something a bit generic.
Exactly, they do that.
Anyway, let's get to the sex stuff. Lima, I want to know, how did you get into talking about sex, especially in Nigeria? Because I have a huge Nigerian following. I wish you guys would unfollow me. And I say that from the bottom.
I'm screaming.
From the bottom of my heart.
So I'm actually almost scared because I'm just like, oh, you're going to bring the Insta blog type guys into my space. But
how do you do it? Yeah, you got to be ready.
How did I get into my podcast?
Yeah, how did you get into talking about sex?
So, I think it started from a feminist angle. My Instagram stories, I call myself a natural sharer.
Yeah.
So anytime I read or I research, I always post like on Instagram. I'm also big on mental health as well. And so I used to share a lot of feminist content. And then I used to post like my personal sex stories on my close friends.
Yeah.
So then I gave like recommendations to my friend. She got Satisfyer Pro.
Is that a suction toy?
Yeah. And then she was like, oh my God, I didn't know I could score it, da 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 da. And so I posted the review on my public story. And I was like, don't say I didn't do anything for you guys. But my Instagram was blocked at the time. And then so many Someone else reposted, and then so many women requested to follow me.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you guys really want this?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's how
I got an affiliate link.
Right. So the first few, I sell sex toys.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So the first few orders, I was just like, okay, you know what? You get an orgasm. You get an orgasm. So I just ordered. You know, I took funds from everyone. And then I got my personal shopper to send them to Nigeria. And then I just distributed them. And then it was like, the more I would post, the more people would send their reviews. And I just kept posting and posting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's how the business started. But then I noticed that there was like an information gap. So, you know, people had a lot of misconceptions about sex toys, you know, mm-hmm. the masturbation thing as well.
Yeah.
You know, and then
sensitize you.
All of that stuff. You know, even the religious context of, oh, masturbation is a sin. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes people don't even know when people think sex toys, some people just think dildos. They don't think about suction toys or
vibrators,
all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I found myself doing a lot of research just to help people, you know, answer questions.
Yeah.
And then because as it wasn't the information I had for myself, it wouldn't go for everyone because, you know, different bodies and all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then I think I quit my job in 2021. So I was pursuing my mental health stuff, my psychology degree, etc. Oh, wow. And then people had always been like, oh, just, you know, start a podcast. I used for years. I'm very lazy. So I just want to just talk or rant on my story or just you know, fight the patriarchy and all of that stuff. But finally, I was like, okay, I'm going to merge, you know, mental health and sex and start my podcast. And so that's how Spit of Swallow started. But then when I just got into the sex, you know, scene, there was just so much to be done, and mental health kind of took a back burner. Although I have a little company called Holistically, where I do like women's circles. And
what's it called?
Holistically.ng. So I do like women's circles. I've done like a pussy painting workshop. So I
oh my god, that's so lit.
So
guys, we need to go to a pussy painting workshop. We need
let's not start one. because
you said where's the link? Did you show us the new link?
No, was that not the penis painting?
Yeah, I put it in the group.
Did you buy a ticket?
Did you set pace? Look, I'm putting the head down. You are
playing. Did everybody know? Okay, we'll come back
afterwards.
And then what happened?
So yeah, that was it. The podcast started and it just kind of blew up. And
nice.
Yeah. And then, I'm also a training sex therapist as well.
Oh, lovely.
How has the reception been though? So
It's been really good. I think a lot of people are generally afraid of talking about sex in Nigeria. But same way, you know, you have people making noise in your comments is the same way you would have people rushing for advice in your messages and stuff. So I think for me, I haven't necessarily had any negative feedback. Yeah. And I try to make my podcast as liberal and progressive. So I have like LGBTQ people on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's very like inclusive. And because I remember after my first season, I always talk about me because I have a very cishet, you know, point of view sometimes, and so I have
to. It gets boring,
you know. And you have to think like outside the binary and stuff. So it's been really good. It's been growing. It's been doing well. And, you know, just trying to get bigger and better. And I see the impact it's been having even before the podcast started. And so it's like, okay, nobody's going to do it. So
here I am.
I'm just going to save the world and close the orgasm gap.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I love it. Right. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but I mean, what's the reception been like for you? I feel like Mary, you come from a very liberal background anyway.
What, just in terms of
you're
like,
bisexual, bisexual, head is shaved.
Like, I don't. What has that got to do? Straight bitches have no hair too.
No, I just feel like I feel like you growing up, like I don't feel like if you told anyone you're on a sex podcast, they would be shocked. Nikki, I feel like it would be a bit shocking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, people are surprised.
Does that make sense though, Mary?
I do.
You're not offended, are you?
I'm not offended.
Yeah, you get what I mean. I just feel like you're very liberal. You liberal-ish.
Ish.
You're liberal-ish, Nikki. Yeah. So what was the reception like when you actually, like when people found out you were on a sex podcast?
People that really know me just found it funny. They weren't surprised. But people who are not so close to me and those that don't know me and that would see me out on the street, they're like, oh my God, do you know that you said this? And do you know that this is on TikTok? Yes, I do. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm aware.
So Lima, that's what I want to ask you. So what was the reception like from family?
So I've been lucky. My family knows what I do. Growing up, I've never had to hide who I am. Even when I was in Abuja, there was a time my auntie was dispatching my sex toys for me. Really? So I come from a very, like, you know, I'm very transparent. Although, like she said, when the TikToks are flying and they were extended family, you know, you could hear the whispers from some of the cousins.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone's like, there was one where I was talking about Fela's dick, and one of my uncles like, who is that? She smiles like you, she's giggling like you, is that you? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, you know what, okay, I
wait,
have to
Fela's dick.
I was gonna let her get back to that.
I had Fela's son on my podcast. I was talking about his dad's dick, so that
the baby's face.
Fela, I am so sorry. Big fan. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I do want to hear
that's
about
my nigga, bro.
I
that's
do.
My nigga.
Wait, as if
no, yeah, Fela. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so long story short, he was just.
Was this Femi?
No, 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 it's Sheon.
Sheon, okay.
Yeah, big bird.
Okay.
So.
Is that the mad one?
Wait, that's my friend. Don't talk about my friend like that.
Sorry, cut the cameras.
I'm giving you a warning.
It's always Ray.
Don't talk about my friend
I'm
like that.
I was defending you the other day. You know? I can't defend you anymore, fam.
Mad is relative.
I edit the show. I said I would love to do something, but Ray is just wrong.
He's passionate.
Don't fucking kill me. When's your next episode of Blue Therapy?
You know what's funny is that everybody went like this at the same time. I went like this. Oloni went, ha! He went, oh my god.
I'm carry on. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, so wait, do you want the Fela dick story?
Please.
To be honest, he was just talking about how his dad was very like free, and then you know he had some friends over who wanted to see Fela, and then they went upstairs and they go in the room and Fela was literally stark naked with his dick out and he was just saying hi to the kids and stuff, and then he went on to talk about how you know. They used to call his room, I don't know whether it was Amsterdam or someplace. So basically, when
Red Light District.
No. I mean, the moral of the story was anytime any of the wives went into Fela's room, she was calm for a couple of days because, you know.
Oh, he was good in bed.
Yeah, he was good in bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're bagging hundreds of bitches, you have to know what you're
saying.
Yeah.
I
believe
that.
They're
trying to say the thing was thangin'.
It was thangin'.
I mean, to make music like that, your dick must be
I remember saying that he did, but
what, coke?
Yeah, coke.
But does coke
and heavy weed as well?
Huh? Does coke does what coke he was actually doing that? Enhance
yeah.
it?
Oh really?
I don't know, but because we said you must have been on a
coke
drug.
Gives you stamina. So it would make you go for
people
ages.
Do be sniffing coke off people's buttholes and stuff like that. So
do you know what?
I see it in power.
I heard people do that. I can't lie.
Exactly.
Off, belly buttons and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I swear I've heard of it.
Yeah, it happened. Oh my god, so that's so cool. I remember listening to one of your episodes. You actually said, you know, to the people, you were basically shouting out the people who make noise about what it is you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how hard it can be. I think like we all do know how hard it can be as black women to talk about sex.
Yeah.
Has there been anything that's been crazy that you've dealt with since talking about sex?
Honestly, no. And I get this question all the time. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people really just make noise on the internet.
Yeah.
And
in
I mean,
in person, it's a different story.
Of course. Because people are like, oh my God, I listen to your podcast. Oh yeah. my God, your podcast changed my life. So, So I haven't really had like negative backlash. And then, I mean, I've been public facing for a while.
Mm.
And then minus my podcast, I'm very like this on my Instagram as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's just a lot of pretense out there.
Yeah.
And then but
Nigerians are very dirty as well.
No, exactly. So
you guys are dirty.
So you find it.
I've seen it. I mean Nigerian.
So,
I'm talking.
I think for me, because I know how a lot of people come into my messages asking for advice, it's only when maybe it flies on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then you see a certain kind of people there. But like the thing is, all you have to do is click that page and then look at the person and just be like, would I speak to this person?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. So it's like next
bite. Exactly.
You know, so and then, you know, as I always say, especially in the sexuality field, everyone is like a different level on a spectrum.
Yeah.
And so you just can't be fighting dirty with the dog.
Absolutely.
So I haven't really had any. I've had more positive like feedback, and you know, it's been crazy like growing in the sexuality space, you know, even doing stuff with like NGOs and all of that stuff, and I see a lot of people that I'm helping, so you know, there's nothing to stop me. Non-governmental organizations, so like what do you call them here,
charity,
like charities,
stuff like that, basically. Okay. Or like development agencies thing. Yeah, and stuff.
I don't know what that is. Sorry.
So like UN Women, for instance, or doing stuff exactly. So I do stuff with some corporates as well, like pushing like the gender equality that's type amazing. Stuff.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So it's beyond just.
So fun. It's yeah. So it's yeah. it's not fun for. It's not just fun. Like it's fun, but like I always there's say, like it's like sex entertainment. Like yeah, it's fun. We're talking about the good stuff, but we're also talking about you know
the serious stuff.
The serious mm, stuff. We're course. Talking about abuse. We're talking about mm. STDs, birth control. All.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Of that stuff. So, yeah, so it's like, yeah, you might see it's as raunchy, but it's important work that needs to it's be
education.
Done.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because women do need that education yeah. past the, okay, how do you communicate to your partner in the bedroom? Right. You also need to know what consent looks like, mm-hmm. what an STI might feel like, etc., mm-hmm. etc. Et but yeah. I love the fact that it's been a positive experience because mine is so negative sometimes.
No, you know, the problem is, you yeah. know, it's like, hey, ladies, when Oloni comes on, shall we have some fun? And everybody knows what's gonna so and yeah. the thing is especially Twitter is one place where the vitriol is crazy
yeah.
and negative then you know men get scared when you're pushing like the sex positivity yeah. for women and the freedom
and the freedom because, and yes, empowerment because exactly. they hate it I remember,
so they feel like you're just pushing the whole agenda but it's like shut up please
absolutely yeah. when my mum realized that I was getting hate on social media she was just like is it because you're empowering women I said yeah oh my god you get it yeah. oh my god you get it yeah. like yes it is and
yeah
I guess when you empower women, it makes men feel like they are losing power.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that fight. And it's just like, why are you... You guys are already bigger, stronger, make more money. We just want our voice.
Yeah, so let's have some fun. It's like...
Right.
Yeah. So what if I fuck six guys?
Exactly.
You know? Did the same.
You did the same.
Yeah. yeah.
But I don't know if you guys saw that tweet that was trending a couple of days ago. It was like when this guy said, that moment or something like this. This is not verbatim. Girlfriend. Yeah, when you
yeah.
start to hate your girlfriend.
When you start to hate your girlfriend.
And then they were comparing it to what I do, and I saw a lot of people because I wasn't even on Twitter at the time, but I just saw I was trending. I'm like, I'm not even on Twitter. Why am I trending?
Mm.
And I saw that people were just like, oh, but when Aloni has been doing hers for years and rare, tear, 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 tear. And I was just like, to me, anyway, this is my own PSA. That is the whole point. The reason why I started those questions where I allowed women to share their experiences is because men already have that freedom.
Yeah. Right.
So to think that this was gotcha, you know, you lot have been doing this for a very long time. We've only been talking about it and a very, very small part of us have been talking about it on Twitter, even though it does go viral from time to time. We've still only been doing it for about 5 or 6 years. Men have been doing it for centuries. Locker room talk has been going on from the beginning of time. What are you talking about? Men, I mean, yes, we have these conversations on Twitter and they're anonymous, but they are still anonymous. We still do not have the free reign or freedom to talk about it openly if we wanted to. There's a reason why women will DM me. And even though all of my DMs are strictly anonymous, they will still say, hey, Aloni.
Please give me anonymous.
I'm like, can you not read, bro? Like,
bro,
the girl said it was anonymous. And you're
by default.
No, but you know, because they know what you know.
Yeah.
What's on
and
the line.
Not bad. It is a lot of shame as well because it's the shame attached to being a woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes, no, they're not trying to get in trouble because imagine if your man sees you on a lonely story saying, oh, by the way, yesterday I fucked his brother.
Exactly.
Same's the game.
It's just that extra, like.
Yeah.
It also goes to prove your point as well because look at how they behave when you do those threats.
Right, when they behave, they get so angry, so defensive. But it's just like
to say you called their name individually.
Yeah,
so weird.
The misogyny just comes out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But you lot have been doing this for years. And then when they did that thread, I was just like, nah, this thread is full of knocks. To be like, oh, I hate my girlfriend, and to want to run. I was just like, you lot are full of. you're psychopaths. Yeah. But here we are. Yeah. Don't worry, we're gonna come back with our own Fred very soon.
But anyway, yeah. I always remember, yeah, where that clip, well, many clips have been floating around of me saying about me talking about eating bum. The same guys, the same guys that will be in the comments that you can visibly see, yeah, the same guys that DM me.
Of course, saying, that's what I
saying,
said.
Say, Nikki, like, I can't lie, you, I'll do it to you. Uh-huh. I want you to do it to me. Yeah,
exactly.
I've had men.
When it comes to when, like, it comes to sex, ooh, and sexuality, whatever people are saying outside and what
it's
they're
the
saying.
Opposite. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so,
just forget about it. Oh, exactly. I'm posturing just for the streets to be like,
oh yeah, right. I know who said that he would never ever like spit in someone's mouth, and I was just like, oh really? Then we ended up fucking, mm, and he spat in my mouth, and I said, oh, there you go.
Exactly.
Like, oh, there you go
there you go nigga. So people be lying.
Yeah,
are you a spitter lying though? Do you like spitting? What are your kinks and your, you know,
your
time? I'm not a spitter, I'm more of a swallower. Like, if I love you, spit in my mouth, I'll drink it all.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Rain on me, honey. Rain all over my mouth.
The rain.
What else? Me. What else do I, to me? Oh yeah, I like, you know, biting.
Yeah.
Yes. Scars. You know.
Yeah, I love that.
But the thing is,
you into soft BDSM?
Mark my body. Mild BDSM. Yeah, yeah. You know. Yeah, yeah. So I think that's, yeah, slap me. Oh, you know, rough handle me. So you know when she said like passion. And
yeah,
rough,
yeah,
choke me, you know, disrespect me,
yeah,
only if I, where's the camera, only if I love you, because you know you be saying these things on the podcast, and then, yeah, you know a nigga mission is like,
it is like,
I think you have different personalities depending on who you're fucking,
yeah,
and you know when you're with your, on my podcast we call it like dependable fuck, and when you're with that person,
yeah,
who is like your energetic match, like, mm, sexually, then you can be as nasty and whatever, but yeah, if it's like, if it's, then I've also noticed when I don't have feelings for someone, I'm more selfish, I don't be touching, I don't be, it's, yes, like, do what you need to do, I don't really care about you like that.
Hurry up and,
you know, exactly. I mean, not hurry up and finish, because, oh, okay, if you finish fast you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, if we're like on that level, almost anything goes, you know.
Yeah.
Recently, the one thing I want to try,
yep,
is piss play. I really,
really?
Yeah. And not just like piss on me in the bathroom, but like, you know.
Girl, you want a golden shower.
I want to sit.
You want to sit?
No!
Just a,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I don't know if I.
So the thing is,
yeah,
I feel like when you're in that like zone sexually, yeah, fluids are just so.
I mean, there's lots of fluids. There are lots.
Yeah.
I mean, get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're that's thinking about
that's
it.
Where, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
That's where I'm starting and stopping.
Yeah.
That's as far as I
think
could go.
The only fluid I'm interested in is probably just saliva. That's,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But as for piss, unless we're in the shower and,
yeah,
you're pissing.
I feel like, yeah, that's always like the cover. I was like, oh yeah, piss on me in the shower. It's like, no, piss on my face. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is it about it though?
So like I said, it's like the fluid, and it's almost, but the thing is, so women like it when, or people with vulvas, they like it when, whoever they're with, yeah, drinks their squirt, or it's all up in there, you know. That's, yeah, exactly.
And it's piss.
Exactly. And technically. So it's like, you know, I want some male squirt too.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Okay, I can
give
it. I hear the logic.
Out,
what is,
know,
the difference if you think about it? If you're squirting all over your partner, right?
Yeah. I would let my girl piss on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's like, just make it messy. I'm
trying to think, would I let him piss on me?
But
it'd have to be the shower.
I need that
waterproof protection.
Do you know what I mean? I just imagine.
You have to clean that way.
You know, the most I do is like, my partner's gone to the toilet and I've helped him like aim and direct, because I wanted to know what it's like holding a dick.
Yes, everyone does.
So I just kind of grab it.
Yeah.
And be like,
hey, that's actually cute.
Because I'm just like, I want to know what it's like to have a dick.
It feels
done.
Nice feeling the pee.
Yeah.
Feel the pressure,
yeah,
of the, yeah, it's
coming
feel,
out.
Yeah.
Having a dick is fun, you know.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. Imagine going around life.
And something's just dangling outside. Like,
of your back, like, why is it outside?
This went left from me about 90 seconds ago.
I know you're not talking.
Because I was just like,
bitch, you eat ours. Don't judge no one.
So do I.
For once, I have a friend.
We got the ass eaters so in the corner over here. Ass eaters in the
only
corner.
Only if I love you.
Yeah. How? What is it like when you're dating us, what's it like for you then? What's the experience so, like?
I think.
And what are your, do you have a set of rules that has to be had?
Number one, I must love you. But also.
Yes. Number one I've noticed is I must love you.
No, you know. So it's like. I must love
you. Yep.
It's like layers, right? So yeah. I feel like, you know, my niggas are on tiers. Yeah. So tier one is like. Anything, okay. And then when you come here, it's like relax, nigga, oh. Relax. So I would say, to be honest, it's more if he gets pleasure from it. So it's that thing of, so I may switch like BDSM, submissive. Yes, yeah. So I may switch. And so there are times when I want to feel like, oh, I can defeat you. And if that's one of the things that I know will make you go crazy, why not? Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna go into your anal canal.
Yeah.
You know, but like your little rimming.
Would you peg?
I want to. I've been telling. The thing is, I've been asking.
We've got a dilemma as well about pegging.
I've been telling this nigga, surrender your ass to me. But then
surrender.
But I don't want just anybody. So that's the thing. The thing is, for there's certain things where it's like it's not just for anyone. It has to be with a specific person. If not, you know, no, I would definitely peg a nigga.
Okay,
surrender your ass.
So give it to me,
ladies. Would you peg a guy?
I'm waiting to peg a man.
I would. Yeah. I would do it, but no, babe,
I'm too much of a sob.
No,
me and my girl. Yeah. Obviously, we were on our like unicorn hunt earlier this year.
Ooh.
Kind of. Postponed that, and we're just like, you know what? Let it raise come up to us. To
no, but we were like, let it come to us.
Yeah,
because we were seeking your.
Listen, she's on Channel 4. Oh, she's about to get snatched up.
That was saying you were available to join Ohlone's threesome.
I think she says it was her.
It was hers. It was mine.
This is what she was. Yeah. Really bad.
Yes,
like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Show
I'm available. Yeah.
I'm crying. I am crying.
But have you ever had a threesome before?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Technically.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. You say not technically. So what's not? What's technical about it? Yeah.
No, let's just say no.
Okay, no.
But why are you deliberating it?
So, because I was trying to flash, but you know how sometimes you're like, no, and then you think, and it's like, oh, there was that thing I erased or I
okay.
Oh, yeah.
I erased it.
Yeah.
It happens. Mm. If it don't count, it don't count.
Yeah, don't count. So. Yeah.
Like Drea said.
But for me, once again, the main thing is really just the combinations I want. I've said this on my podcast as well, where for me, the ultimate threesome would be, although I want to do all the formations and MMF, so I want an MMF.
Oh, I do too.
I want an MMF, but never these bad. Niggas are always like,
actually I do want to no, actually I want an MFM. I don't want them to do anything. I want you need to focus on me.
Okay.
I need it.
No, I want so I want I, need I want so I want that, but I also want I want them. I want to see the niggas.
So you want two bisexual men?
Yes, I want. That's what I said. Fluid exchange. I want the energy to be like this. I will try all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I always have to be attracted to everyone. So so when you know when niggas are like, oh, let's do this, I'm like, you're not just gonna bring a random babe.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah. So I can have a threesome right now, but it's like I have to be attracted to everyone.
Yeah.
And for me, when it comes to women, I feel like my spec is even like higher. If I feel like I can't eat her out,
yeah,
I'm not really trying to do this. And sometimes you can tell where the babe just wants you. And it's like, I don't want pressure. You know, all of that
what type
stuff.
Of girls do you think you'd be into?
Ooh, so
Ray, this is your time to shine.
I'm a woman. To be fair, I was checking out her booty. I was like,
I was about to be like, stand up quickly.
But yeah, to be honest, I feel like I'm actually like a generic man in terms of my taste. So like the Insta baddie body, you know.
Me, I'm the same as
your wig and contour
babe. I'm a pretty girl.
Yes, I love fine babes. Yeah. And then you know this babe, but she's a little on the extreme. So you know, So Raven, Tracy Raven.
That's she the one that's dating Diddy Fun.
Yes. Like, is she a model or something?
Yeah, she's a model. Yeah. Buff babe. But she's got questionable taste in men.
So like her, Alinda San, and like Drea. There was a time I was so obsessed with
Drea. Oh, weren't we all? Stuff, yeah, Drea's gorgeous.
So you do have, like you said, quite a generic
taste. Very generic in terms of like,
I'm the same.
Body and the,
I feel like women who mostly date men have, if they were to date women, well, I don't know why, I just feel like
they date women that look like themselves.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that. So yeah, I think a lot of people
across
that look
the board, like whether
like
you're
me.
Straight
yeah.
or not,
yeah.
I think most women, like even in queer like realms, they tend to date women that look like themselves or like reflect themselves in some sort of way.
Yeah, I've got a friend though, I would have thought that her taste would have been like similar to mine, but she's more into like mask looking women.
Okay.
When she sends me like mask looking women, I'm like, nah,
it doesn't move me.
Yeah. I'm just like, just give me a nigga. I just
right. No, but
I'm definitely not.
You know, I can see the beauty in them, and I'm like, yeah, they've got style, they've got sauce. I can see it, but for me, I'm just like, nah, I need something feminine.
Yeah, there used to be a time when I would be like, I wish men had breasts. Like, I wish, like, the thing
you
is,
can find
I,
that.
I would,
you can definitely
yeah,
find that.
I would
actually, give you a link.
I would fuck a trans, you know, yeah. woman or man. Like, if you have a penis and you have boobies.
But then maybe you're pan, because I know you said you were straight. I know you said you were straight. I remember there was a time I was definitely checking out a lot of trans porn, and I was just like,
I don't think I'm so. I'm straight.
Presenting. Do you think you're straight
yeah,
presenting?
Yeah, but then I'm like, so I had an episode on my podcast called Heterosexual for Love, yeah. Bisexual for Sex. So in terms, so I feel like I'm heteroromantic. Like, yeah. I wouldn't fall in love with like a woman.
That's
yeah.
the,
you know? Yeah, yeah, although sometimes that can also be layered. Because
but do you think it's because of the social, like how so you've yeah, been socialized?
So that's why I said it can yeah. be layered because yeah. if I think about it.
Go into it. Yeah.
Why do I really
need you know why? Person?
But I mean, it means I like dick.
Yeah. Mm. yeah.
It's like, so even if I liked women, it would be like 69% men yeah. and then the rest, you know, for women and stuff. And then
I feel like we're all fluid, honestly.
Yeah, so that's yeah. just what it is. I wouldn't say pan mm-hmm. because pan are just like, oh, I'm attracted to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to anybody.
No, but it's not attracted to anybody. I think it means more like
you have no limits on the type of person that you could be attracted to.
Bingo. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have yeah. limits?
I definitely do.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Quite picky. Nikki, what about you? Do you what type of girls do you like? Do you like girls? Do you like women?
Do you fancy me?
Not the blink.
Whoa. Okay. Wow, guys.
Are we all drinking? Anyway, this is my
second one. We are drinking water.
Anyway, I'm drinking water.
The pressure is all the way there.
The pressure is getting worse.
Well, but how do you navigate that? I find that, you know, when women move to me,
yeah,
I'm nicer at letting them off easy. I just like laugh it off. Or like
I usually get mask women like... who move to me, you know. When I was single, it was always mask women. I'm like, I need a baddie.
That's mad. Mask women never move to me.
Really? Yeah.
I've had it never. Mixed. I've I feel like, had it mixed.
I feel like they think that I'm trying to challenge them for masculinity.
And you will. Yeah.
So,
and it's
right.
not on purpose. Yeah. I'm a princess.
Because you're just lippy, that's why. Because huh? you're proper lippy. So you fire back.
You will. Like,
yeah, you fire back.
As small as she is. What? Yeah. Mary, let me.
As small as she is.
As small as she is. I love that. Good
pocket
luck. Rocket. Good luck.
Yeah,
you can not be submissive today. I like cute girls. Like,
she will stand on the chair.
In the chair. Oh, silly. She said she'll stand on the chair.
Clearly. No, Nikki, sorry, continue.
There's one girl. Yeah, that keeps getting posted on this hairdresser's page that I follow. Oh, every crying. Time she gets posted, because she's like a
ludicrous customer. Who?
I have to show you her.
Yeah, please
oh,
do.
Oh my god, every time I see her, I'm just
well, your fanny flutters.
I have to show you.
Don't.
I still remember the first time my fanny fluttered for a woman. I say this all the time. Do you guys remember mine?
No, I can't lie. You need to. I know what you're going to say. Yeah, go on. You need to stop posting your bum on Instagram because.
Me?
Yeah. Listen, because now wait, I just. Now wait, I just wait, keep
please,
looking.
Please, don't speak for the rest of us. I bet.
Listen, do you know what? Yeah, because I'm like, no, we actually work together. No. Like, she posted her bum the other day. Because every time, yeah. Listen, so the last couple of weeks, yeah, the stuff that she's. Well. Not a couple of weeks, like the last month or two, because we haven't recorded in a while. Yeah. Like, she'll wear some stuff, and I'm looking at her bum, I'm like, oh no, your bum's getting bigger. She'll be like, oh yeah. And I don't think she realized it that I kept saying it. And then the other day, she posted some pickups and some shorts. And I went, move, man. Move.
Guys, when I get my LiPo 360, it's over for you, love.
And then I was about to message her, this is me, nah, see bum bum. And then there was another picture you posted on your feet, and I was gonna write, I was just staring at your bum. I actually deleted the whole sentence.
I'm not looking at that book.
I'm not looking.
Ray that will be the camera will be up from her next her.
Bam, Ray will be doing.
No,
Ray will make your ass like the
Ray also posted a picture recently. Yeah, I can't like. I purposely did like the picture. I should go. I should just go past. I was like, wow, you'll do too much. That's like it's hot. And you know, short hair. If I start sweating it out, it's finished. That's it.
Oh my god. Okay, so Nikki, you like girly girls.
I like girly girls.
Okay, you like girly girls. Okay. So I feel like we all have similar taste of girls that we like.
Yeah,
what about you lot listening? We want to know. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Okay, so I want to get into the educational side. I feel like we've spoken about like your taste
question,
what you
though,
like.
Would you allow a girl peg you
to a girl peg me? Oh, that's a good question. I'm thinking to myself, why not? I think I'd be open to it, but I think, do you know what I love so much about dick is the fact that I can squeeze on it and do tricks with my pussy on it. If I'm doing all of that, then I'm asking you, how does it feel? You'll tell me, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Ooh.
You should see, like, she gets posted on her story a lot. Every time I see her, I'm just like,
she's cute.
She is cute.
Oh, yeah.
If we're showing our crushes, let me find
her. Oh, yeah, she is very cute.
I don't know who the hell she is yet.
Let me show you guys my crush.
Okay, we're all showing her.
She's gorgeous.
Titties are really titting.
The titties are titting.
Okay.
Hold on, let me find my crush. Since we're pulling up our crushes right now.
Yeah, let me show you guys my crush.
I feel a bit colorist because I'm not really into fairer women.
No, I'm intentional. I'm very intentional with my. Mine is dark skin.
This I'm not type. Into fairer this women
is,
like that.
This is when I started to know I was just like, I like women. She has a child though.
She's cute.
She's buff. I'm sorry. And we be flirting with each other. I'm like, you better move. I'll eat you out right now.
She said, be careful. You
be careful.
So she brings her pussy and just like,
no, listen, you see this picture? Okay. Mad.
Mm. You could pass it over.
That's my crush.
So we're showing each other our crushes and stuff like that.
She's cute.
But my first crush for a woman was definitely Nora Critchlow. I still try to look for her on Instagram.
Probably the Sugar Rush babe.
Sugar Rush babe. She don't exist no more.
I have a crush on her
anywhere. Let me see. Let's turn it around.
It's giving Laurie Harvey though.
Ooh,
yeah.
It's giving Laurie Harvey.
That's why I'm like, right, I feel colorist.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes
I feel
yeah, she's gorgeous.
No, she's
some
pretty.
Sugar queens.
She's pretty.
Let me see.
She's pretty. So we're appreciating women today, you know.
Yeah,
LGBTQ.
Lesbianism.
LGBT. Do you guys remember that sound? How's it go? LGBTQ.
Your, I bet it was a funny thing. The word they said
LGBTQ. LGBTQ.
But you know, if I wasn't engaged, I think I could actually be in a relationship with a woman. I really do think I could be.
I mean, don't rule it off just because you're engaged.
She was like, what is that? What's
that? What is that?
Don't let
a little ring.
Future husband.
Just a little ring.
I've already said that he doesn't mind. I'm just getting like drink all over me. He doesn't mind if I even get with a woman anyway. He's
it
like,
will come, trust me.
I know, but just not now. I've always said not now because if I get with a woman, that's how him too who'll get with
if
a woman.
You just start flapping your arms over there. I can see her shadow.
I can see her shadow.
No, but you tell him that if you get with a woman,
you can get with a man. Yeah. And he'll look at me like I'm crazy. Like, what? Okay, I want to know what's the dating like scene like in Lagos? Because I don't know how. Okay, everybody, we have 30 seconds to speak over each other to explain what the dating scene is like in London. So we have 30 seconds. Everyone, just say whatever you want to say.
The jungle,
are you ready? Go.
The jungle, treacherous. Traumatized.
Everyone is broke.
The bottom.
Everyone is
the bottom of the River Thames.
Everyone is scared to open up.
Tsunami. COVID-19.
Does your mom or your girlfriend sit in the front of the car? Who do you serve food to first?
Who do you serve food to first?
What do you do if your mom slaps your wife?
Honest,
Jesus,
I see the Nigerian.
I love
influence.
It. Nah.
She said, "What do you do if your girl slaps your wife?" Nah. Oh my god!
What is the meaning?
No, that one is like you know, you go and pick your girl or your mom. Who sits in the front?
Yeah.
Is your man the leader of the group?
Exactly.
But to be honest, I only want the leader.
I only want the leader. I'm not doing shop runs with the side man. I'm not going out the send out.
If he's a podcaster.
No,
she can catch a train to come and meet me on the date. Remember that one?
Yeah. Not even my friend was going
the one about the Uber.
My friend, the Uber one. It was so interesting because she sent me the tweet when I wasn't on Twitter. She showed me a tweet of a guy saying, oh, but allow making a girl you're seeing or going on a date with to come get a train to meet you. And she sent it to me. And I was just like, oh my God. So I came back to Twitter and I quote tweeted it like, oh, this is interesting. Like, my friend's story, she said this and da-da-da-da-da. And then she was replying, even though it's her story. She was just like, oh, it seems like your friend was onto something. I said, I know, right? I'm
like, but also, it's because a man said it. That's
yeah,
why they
it's because
were
a man said it. Exactly. Yeah. And he was just like, no, but she's wearing heels and she's wearing a dress and you want her on the tube. I'm like, bro, that's all we were saying.
Honestly, yeah.
And people were shouting, as in, I collected abuse that day, you know?
Yeah.
No, but you've tried, though. I have.
That's why nothing really gets to me anymore. Yeah, I'm just like, tried. Please. Even when another side of Twitter gets me, I'm just like, please, I've dealt with Nigerian Twitter. Honestly. What is
Nigerian Twitter now?
Ruthless. But yeah, tell us, what's the dating scene like in Lagos?
I mean, To be honest, I feel like
it's a ghetto as well.
No, it is. I mean, I'm not fully immersed there, but because, you know, of my positioning, there was, I also had a singles group at some point. So I put like, you know, 50 people there and, you know, they did what they had to do.
Mingled.
They, you know, they've all fucked each other and fought and moved on. Some people have been in relationships, some have broken up and all. But I think it's very similar to London as well. And I think because, you know, a lot of Nigerians are also like here, and Nigerian men generally are like hotcake, like, you know.
Yes, we know. So, Yoruba demon.
Exactly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.